Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience The Good Life today.
Danny Yamashiro here. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How would you feel if your picture became the beautiful, iconic image of one of the world's famous airlines? Why does it matter that we see ourselves in the image of God? What difference does it make? Lena Ala Teruya Drummond joins us to share her story, a story of Christ's redeeming love and attractiveness from the inside out. And we pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program. Well, it has a lot to do with the image of God in Jesus Christ. But let me just say this simply and to the point. We're here because, the Lord has called us to share good news, the good news of Jesus, that God loves you so much, dear friend, that he sent his son, our Lord Jesus, to die on the cross for your sins. And Jesus shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ who has touched Lena Ala Teruya Drummond is here to touch you. He's calling you to himself. Would you respond to him, dear one? Lena Ala Drummond is a former Miss Hawaii, professional entertainer, and businesswoman. And yes, she was the model of the distinctive profile of the island girl of Hawaiian Airlines, Pualani of the Sky. Her greatest desire is to spread the spirit of aloha with whomever she encounters. Lena Ala graduated from Kamehameha Schools, Cannons Business College, and Hawaiian Airlines flight attendant training. She has two children, Kavika and Christina. Lena Ala was married to John Robert Ian Drummond for 24 years before his passing. Lena Ala, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Where did you grow up?
In a little town on Maui called Kihei. I grew up as a farmer's daughter, the eldest of eight children, and so I worked on a farm until I was 12 and went to Oahu to attend a private boarding school at Kamehameha.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
I would say my mom. She was incredible. You know, I only have two children, and when I think about raising eight and all about a year or two apart, I don't know how she didn't go crazy. You know, it is such a remarkable, remarkable accomplishment.
tell me more. What was it about your mother that still resonates in your heart?
Well, you know, growing up on the farm and all, we didn't have much money, but my mom, she had a relationship with God from a young age, and she always prayed, and she said, God will provide. God will provide. And she always had faith too, that things will get better, that it'll be better. And through all the trials and tribulations of their marriage and raising all of us eight children, I just saw the strength of her faith and trust in God that things would get better. And She was always there for us.
How did you become a Christian?
Well, you know, after graduating from Kamehameha Schools, I was accepted to go to college in Greeley, Colorado, which I really wanted to go and major in speech. But my parents didn't have the money, and so my mom says, you're going to have to earn the money to go to college, and we'll do our best. And I wanted to work, but they wouldn't hire me at the Camry that summer. They only hired juniors in high school because they knew if they hired seniors or those that graduated, they would leave and won't come back. Mm-hmm. And so friends of my parents approached them and said, we really think your daughter is pretty and we want to sponsor her for the Miss Maui contest, which goes into the Miss Hawaii contest and then Miss America. And the main prize is the money that you win at each level goes for educational purposes. And that's why the Miss America pageant was founded, for to help the women in their educational pursuit. And but when I heard you have to wear a swimsuit on stage, I said, what? No, I'm not going to walk on stage in a swimsuit. No way. And my mom said, why not? She said, you go to the beach with the boys in your swimsuit and stuff. I said, yeah, but mom, it's not like walking on stage. At any rate, long story short, my sister, one age below me, got hired at the Camry, but she would come home every day and say, no, you don't want to work at the Camry. The pineapple juice is itchy. It's so bad. You don't want to. And then on the other hand, my mom kept saying, you can enter the contest. You can enter the contest. And long story short, again, I did end up winning Miss Maui and then Miss Hawaii and on to the Miss America pageant. And then all those years, you know, for that first year of being Miss Hawaii, I was the ambassador of Aloha, and you can't really lead the state other than for spreading, you know, the message of Hawaii and Aloha. So I had to contact the college and say, I can't come for a year. They said, oh, that's okay, Miss Hawaii, you know, just let us know when you're ready and stuff. But after traveling a whole year by ship, by air, you know, every which way, from in so many different countries, I said, I don't want to leave Hawaii. I want to stay home. And so I ended up staying here and going to the University of Hawaii and then on to business school. And
a moment of reflection.
Sure.
What do you cherish most about your reign as Miss Hawaii?
Growing up on the farm in Maui, you know, I used to have to hanawai, that's irrigate the fields late at night, and I'd lean on my hoe even when it was starting to get dark and the stars would come out, and I'd look up at the sky and say, I wonder what's on the other side of Maui. I wonder what's, because I never traveled outside of Hawaii until I became Miss Hawaii, and I always dreamed of knowing what how other people lived and what they ate and what they wore. And that was just my dream, to travel the world. It was one of my biggest dreams growing up. And so to answer your question specifically, it was just seeing how people live in different parts of the world was the most intriguing thing to me at that time.
So related with seeing how other people live, languages, cultures, sharing in those experiences, why does spreading the spirit of aloha mean so much to you?
Well, first of all, those of us who have been born and raised here, this is paradise, you know. Back when I first worked for Hawaiian Airlines when I was 18, they would say, where are you from? I'd say Maui, and they had no clue where Maui was. Now, when you say that you're from Maui, they go, ooh, ah, you know, everyone knows where Maui is. So I think we did a good job spreading aloha and encouraging people to visit our beautiful islands. And I still think there is something absolutely divinely special that God, when He created Hawaii, we are gems in the Pacific, and He has a specific call and destiny for the people of Hawaii. I mean, just think about our motto, Ua mau ke ea o ka aina I ka pono. The life of the land is perpetuated in righteousness, you know, and we know that righteousness means right standing with God. And for us to have that motto over our land, over our people, that is huge. And that is my deepest dream, is to see that Hawaii fulfills her destiny of being, you know, where people experience the true, genuine God of love.
Ah, beautifully spoken. Beautifully spoken, Lena Ala. You're listening to Lena Ala Drummond. Well, as you can see and hear, I guess looking back, she really didn't need to get that speech degree from Greeley, Colorado. She has an eloquence unique and beautiful as her own. When we come back from our break, she did mention about a divine blessing. She mentions, when you talk about the divine, she mentions God. But what about her faith? How about her faith in Christ? Well, when we come back, we'll hear more from Lena Ala Teruya Drummond. Suzanne Maurer says of Lena Ala, she was one of our beautiful Miss Hawaii's several years ago. It's her face that blessed the Hawaiian Airlines planes, and that's another way of spreading aloha. And she'll share more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiowa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Yes, Lena Ala Drummond, licensed realtor. She was the program director of Hawaii Family Forum in 1998. Administration and management, well, she served in that capacity for private businesses and corporations, hotel and travel industry, and nonprofit organizations. She also served as Maui County Council member from 1990 and 1992. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here. Thanks for joining us today. If you're tuning in right now, maybe caught the tail end of our last segment, you can get this program in its entirety as a gift to you. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, get this free podcast, and share it with a family member or friend. Lena Ala, how did you become a Christian?
Well, after graduating from high school and becoming Miss Hawaii, then as I was involved in the entertainment industry and all, by the time I was 28 years of age, I had pretty much traveled almost everywhere I've ever dreamed of and done the things I've always wanted to do. But the one thing missing was I could not find genuine love with a man, in a relationship with a man. I have five sisters, and they were all getting married and having children, and I was so envious of that. And I was traveling all the time, sending them postcards of where I was and all. But this thing in my heart, I just kept saying, I just need to find genuine love. It seemed that every relationship I got involved with, either I was too good for the man or I wasn't good enough. I just couldn't measure up. And so one day I woke up. By that time, I was so depressed because I just couldn't find love. And I wanted so much to have what my sisters were having, you know, being married and having children. And so I got up and I said to God, you know, because I knew when you're in trouble, you pray. I used to pray. I'd be at the side of my bed on my knees and I'd pray and I'd say, God, if you don't bring me my knight in shining armor, I'm going to die. Because at that point, I had given up on men. I just couldn't seem to find the right person. And I said, I'm going to die if you don't bring me my knight in shining armor. Well, I continued doing that for about a month, and then that morning when I woke up, September 28, 1973, I said, that's it. It's not worth living. I don't have anything to live for because I can't find love. And I contemplated how to end my life. And that night, I ended up led by a 15-year-old girl of a family friend. I ended up at this home in Manoa Valley, and I didn't know what it was, but these young people were all seated in a circle singing and singing, and I thought, oh my gosh, their singing sounds so beautiful. If I could hear angels sing, I'll bet that's what they sounded like. And all of a sudden, these words came out of my mouth as I was sitting there in that group, and I said, whatever's here, I want it. And this one adult and one of the young people there came forward towards me, lifted my hands from the ground and said, do you really want it? All you have to do is ask. And I said, ask? Ask who? How? What? I don't know what you're talking about, because I'd never been there before in that group. And at that point in my life, I was so searching for love. I was seeing like an astrologist and having my palms read. And I thought, oh, I got so scared. I thought, I'll bet this is like a seance. I said, I'll bet this is a seance. And I got really scared and I started to pull away. But they kept holding on to my hands. And as I kept pulling away, they said, just ask. And I said, they said, just follow our words. And all I said was, Jesus, I need you. Come into my life. Forgive me for my sins. And boom. I don't know, some force just threw me to the ground, and on my knees, I just sobbed and sobbed and sobbed. And at that moment, it felt like a huge waterfall had just broken, and it was just pouring over me. And I lifted my head from the ground, and I looked around at all those young eyes staring at me in that circle. And I knew at that moment that I had what each one of them had. And they became my little church group, because I didn't go to church at that time or anything, but they were a whole bunch of young high school students from different high schools in the area, like Roosevelt, St. Louis, Punahou, and they were all meeting at this home up in Manoa, the Wattamal home it was. Yeah, and so I got baptized in the swimming pool there, and oh my gosh, Danny, you know, I had been praying for my knight in shining armor because I needed to experience love. And when my knight in shining armor touched me that night and Jesus came into my heart, I was like on a cloud for a whole week. I don't remember touching the ground or anything. I just functioned. And then I became a zealot for Jesus. I mean, I just couldn't get enough. I just went to every Bible study. Every time they said something was happening where they're going to talk about God or something, I was there, you know. And my life just took a complete 360-degree turn from then on. And then I got started to being asked by different Christian organizations and all to come and share my testimony and stuff. And that's how I started to share about Christ and what he did for me.
What are you most passionate about, Lainala, in this season of your life?
You know, actually, it hasn't changed. Mm. One of my favorite passages in the Bible is 1 John 4:8. God is love. You know, it's his essence, his being. It's not something he does. It's who he is. And unless people encounter him, you just read about him, you read about what he does, but unless they have a personal encounter, that is where the connection happens, you know. And it's still my passion every day that whoever I come into contact with will experience his love and his power in my life.
How have you seen God working through you in that way, even manifesting his power through you in your encounters with people?
Of course, you know, when you first come to know the genuine love of God, the first people you think about is your family. And I have a huge ohana. We are like five generations on Maui, and I couldn't wait to get home to Maui to share with my parents, with my sisters and brothers. And, you know, at the time I was working for the airline so I could travel free all the time. And back then I would take my big, you know, stereo records home, and I'd stay with different sisters and brothers at the time, and they would always go, "Oh no, Lay's coming, because whenever I'd come, I'd just talk to them about Jesus. But you know, the main thing is just not trying to change anybody or what, but I must admit I was overzealous at that time. I've learned and matured over the years, but it's just being yourself and loving people where they're at, you know, not trying to change them or all, but loving them where they're at. And then when they say, "Why are you so happy?" or "How did you come through that trial?" or all, then you can really share how God helped you through something. And then they just shake their head, you know. So I've led several of my sisters and brothers to the Lord, as well as countless of people. I can't even count how many, because I've spoken at, you know, home Bible studies as well as large conferences. And but it's always the same, that experience him for yourself. It doesn't matter where you are in life. He loves you just the way you are, and he will meet you where you are.
How do you feel God has used your business, nonprofit, and public service as a Maui Council member to prepare you for what you're doing today?
I had no desire to enter the political arena. It was friends in the school system where my children attended public school on Maui, because I would stand up in the meetings and speak, and they would say, "You need to run for office so you can represent us and talk for us," you know. And that's how I kind of got pushed into it, because I said, "No, I don't have any qualifications or anything." But wanting to help people, I think, is the only qualification you really need in life, is to want to see people better themselves and really know why they're here, what they're here for. If we can help people get through those questions, I think it doesn't matter what mountain you're working in, you know, the seven mountains of influence. You can help people that way. And it's just doing what God tells you moment by moment.
Well, when we come back, Lainala, let's do something else. Well, it relates to helping someone today who may be in a tight spot, but could use some guidance. Perhaps even someone who is aspiring to do something beyond, because they want to help people.
And
quite often, people who want to help others, quite often they emerge in various capacities as a leader. So when we come back, let's talk about maybe some lessons that you've learned that you might want to pass on to some aspiring leaders. Lainala Drummond, our guest today. What an honor this is to share in this time, have her share in her time with us. Well, it's because God has touched her heart. She knows God's love, and she has been and continues to share the love of God even today. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
So from 1973 to 2012, Elena Ala Drummond served as either president, chair, board member, or volunteer on various private and nonprofit organizations, including middle and high school PTA, AYSO, Hawaii Family Forum, as I said earlier, Economic Opportunity Incorporated, Cancer Society, and New Life Church. Obviously, she's been involved in leadership capacities really throughout her life. And she has so much to share with us. So I'm glad you're joining us today, dear friend. Danny Yamashiro here, Elena Ala Drummond, The Good Life Radio Program. Thanks for joining us. Elena Ala, what would you distill as the most important lessons you've learned? And what would you want to pass on to aspiring leaders?
Well, I think, you know, there's a verse that says, and Jesus went about doing good. He didn't go about judging or telling everybody how they should do this or they should do that, but it says he went about doing good. And whatever you're passionate about, whatever field you're passionate about, I think it's leading by example. And that is bringing out the best in others. You may carry gifts and skills, but it's another thing to be in charge of several people, but to come under them and empower them to also be the best they can be. And so it entails being relational and spending time with people and seeing what their bent is and you know, how they tick, and then encourage them in that particular area. I don't claim to have any kind of expertise in any one area except maybe just, you know, it's a lifetime pursuit of loving well.
How have you been involved with Bethel School of Supernatural Ministry?
Well, actually, my son and daughter decided they wanted to attend because, you know, my children were brought up in church and always heard about God and knew and loved God, but they just wanted more and more, just like I always did. And so they went first, and they came home after 4 months. The first year, they came home for Christmas break, and Danny, I tell you, I saw something in my children after attending there for just 4 months that I had never experienced in my life. They loved and honored me in a way that I had never experienced before. And there were both adults already, but it was so different. I said, whatever this is, I said, I want that. And when I brought it up to them, they said, yes, Mom, come, come. Because the school takes you from 18 years old to 100, you know, and there's different ages in every class. And so it's always been my desire to strengthen our family. And I knew that if I went and we could all pretty much, you know, get the same thing, it would help strengthen our family. And sure enough, it has really bonded us, you know. And I am so proud of my son and daughter and who they are. And I'm just thankful and grateful for the lessons learned there. And the main lesson was love and honor. One of the instructors there said, honor is the highway to your destiny. We honor other people, whether they are homeless, whether they're the president and CEO of a company or your neighbor next door. We honor every human being because God honors us.
Honor is the highway to your destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. What was your experience like there I guess we'll call it BSSM?
Mm-hmm. Bethel School of Supernatural mm-hmm. Ministry. We studied the Word theologically, and then we also, what I really liked about the school was that it was very hands-on, you know. We'd learn about words of knowledge, prophecy, but we'd have like 20 minutes, half an hour lessons, and then we would have to apply it. We'd break up in groups and say, okay, now do it with each other. And we'd also go out onto the streets and loving people and serving people right there in the community where the school is in Redding, California. And everything was very hands-on, which I think that would be a good thing to do in our public school systems, any school, really, because book knowledge is one thing, but when you actually apply it and right. see it come alive, it's so exciting, and it makes you want more. I saw many, many miracles, many miracles. Hmm.
So, I think it's an amazing moment when we get out of the way of God, don't you think?
Mm.
And, mm-hmm. and God works through us, manifests Him, His presence and power. And sounds like you, what you've experienced has just been spiritually rejuvenating, renewing to your faith.
Yes, yes. And I think every believer needs rejuvenation time and time mm-hmm. again, you know. And however that happens for you, it's understanding another facet of God's love. You know how they've always said His love is like this huge diamond, you know, when the sun sparkles on it, it has so many facets. And I believe all of us, His children, are facets of His love, you know, shining from different areas, all at the same time.
You mentioned earlier that, you know, when you first encountered Christ, or Christ touched your heart, and you mentioned the word zealot and overzealous, and then and you've tempered over time. What did God do? Somebody today might be so zealous, mm-hmm. and I mean, it's hard to say don't be zealous for the Lord, but what wisdom did God give you through the years as you've just experienced life in Christ?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I would say, you know, in the early years when I first came to know Christ, you know, I'd always have my Bible, open up my Bible, and I'd read scripture or I'd quote a scripture. And rather than spending more time, because I was so eager for them to know Him, that I would kind of like force feed them, rather than develop a relationship first and then as they are curious and as they ask. Because if you're spending time, your own personal time with God and having encounters with God, that will be shared at a time of need with that certain person. It just comes out of you when it's needed, you know. I don't believe Jesus walked around carrying a huge Bible or anything. It was in him, you know. The life of God was in him, and we carry that DNA of God in us. So we don't have to beat people with scriptures and the actual Bible itself. It just has to be part of our lifestyle. It becomes everyday lifestyle.
What difference do you think that would make, Lane Allah, in our society? If more of us collectively moved in that way?
I think there would be a lot less confusion about Christianity itself. You know, my stepdad was pure Okinawan. That's where I get Teruya from. And he loved God, but he couldn't bring himself to go to church because he said, how come there's so many different names, all these different names of churches and stuff? How come if you said you all believe the same, how come you're all so different and divided? And he even knew Christians that would talk bad about each other. And I can honestly say my dad was the kind of man that never spoke negative or evil against anyone. He just was, and he would just help people in any way he could. But he would say, yeah, I don't know, you guys, you all, I don't know. And so I think if we could just love each other the way God says that we should, the word says they will know us by the love we have for one another. And he was talking to Christians then. You know, by the love we have for one another. And when they can see that pure, genuine love we have for one another, I think forever there will still be different denominations. But when people can see that the denominations are really one, that it doesn't matter that you're an AOG or Methodist or Episcopal or Catholic, then I think they'll be more apt to listen or want Jesus, you know. It's just like families, you know. You can have the Anzais, the Teruyas, the Tongs, the Kealohas. But if they can all get together in a community, if they can all get along in a community and love each other, who cares what your name is? It's because you love each other. That's what draws people to Christ.
Well, the scripture does talk about how beautiful and pleasant it is, isn't it? When believers dwell together in unity and in harmony and love. You're listening to Lena Ala Teruya Drummond. When we come back in our last segment, a time of ministry, a time of prayer, a time of even deeper heart-to-heart sharing with you, dear friend. Open your heart. Ask the Lord, Lord, what do you have to say to me? Help me to understand, not only in my mind, but in my heart. Help me, strengthen me, empower me to apply your word, apply and share your love with others. Well, that's what Lena Ala does, continues to do, and well, that's our heart. Well, that's the Lord's heart. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiowa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Thanks for being with us today. This is a special moment with Lena Ala, Teruya Drummond. We're sharing about life. We're sharing about, we'll talk about some challenges in a moment. But Hawaii Family Forum, Lena Ala, let's spend a moment here. What's going on right now with Hawaii Family Forum?
Well, I served as their program director in 1998 for about three years, and they are finally having a 20th anniversary gala, July 14th, at the Dole County Pomaika'i Ballrooms, and the theme is Passing the Torch. Honoring the past and shaping the future. So if people are interested, they can get more details at hawaiifamilyforum.org. But I did want to mention that.
How has the Lord helped you, Lena Ala, through difficult times?
I always tell people I think I've come full circle. I was single and searching for genuine love and then met my knight in shining armor, Jesus. And then 2 years later, I was married to a wonderful Scottish man that I met at a home Bible study. And although the early years of our marriage was very, very difficult because we were both married older. I was 30 and he was 36. So we had our struggles and challenges. And however, it's knowing that God loves you and he's there for you all the time. I think that has been my main strength. When I there was no one to turn to, and people listen, but only Jesus can actually take the hurt and the pain and the struggle. And like almost melt it away so that you can move forward and put one foot in front of you. So it doesn't matter what you're struggling with, you know. It says, for of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. And it's just his love that sustains you daily.
Someone today may be facing their own challenge. It could be the early years of their marriage. Mm-hmm. It could be the opposite end of the marriage season, and a different kind of challenge one may be facing. Nonetheless, a challenge in the relationship, maybe even with children. Someone might be facing a financial crisis, or maybe a health shock, shocking news. Lena Ala, could you lead in a prayer and just pray and ask the Lord and supernaturally move and touch these dear ones?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Father, I just thank you. Thank you for your love that is so deep and wide and high that nothing escapes your eyes. Nothing escapes your heart. You see everything and you know, Father, you know everything that our listeners are going through. Your love is the fortress where everyone feels protected and safe rather than exposed. So I thank you, Father, for releasing the shalom of heaven now into their situation. And if you're listening right now, I just encourage you to open your hands in front of you and put it to your heart and hold your hands there and allow Father God to meet you at your deepest need. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for casting all the chaos out of their life and releasing your peace in a way that they've never known before. As only you can do, Father. Come, Holy Spirit, and deposit an outpouring your love in that situation right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lena Ala, the word. What scripture right now in this season of your life do you continue to go back to, or you feel the Lord is really pronounced it clearly in this part of your life?
Oh, wow. You know, yesterday was my birthday, and talking about going full circle, I was just reflecting on that, and I've come back to 1 John 4:8. God is love. And again, it's not something he does. It's who he is. And encountering him and who he is will allow you to get to know yourself better. People talk about identity, knowing who you are. The more you reflect on him and know who he is, he will show you who you are, because that's his heart. He wants you to know who you are so you can be the salt and light that he created you to be in this world.
Lena Ala, as we close our program today, and happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
There is another birthday that you mentioned of Hawaii Family Forum. It's a 20-year anniversary, right?
Mm-hmm.
Birthday, as it were. Share a little about Hawaii Family Forum as we close, and then remind us of the dates of the big event.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Hawaii Family Forum was founded in 1998 by a Christian man in our community. I love him with all my heart. So I was invited to develop this organization along with Kelly Rosati, who will be speaking at the event July 14th, the 20th anniversary gala. Featured speaker will be the president and CEO of Focus on the Family, Jim Daly, as well as Kelly Rosati, the first executive director of Hawaii Family Forum that I was honored to serve with. And, you know, we were tasked with the mission of encountering our legislators here on Oahu at the state capitol on different issues that pertain to the family. And you can read more about those issues that we were able to help. One of the main ones that I really love was raising the age of consensual sex. We had the lowest in the nation, and if you can believe, we raised it to 16, even though we tried to make it higher. That was one of our victories, and lots of victories throughout the years. And so we're so grateful for this anniversary time. Again, HawaiiFamilyForum.org for more information.
Lena Ala, this has been a real privilege. It's not all the time that people have moments like these to share with someone with such depth, experience and beauty from the inside out. You have graced us with your presence, and we thank God for you.
Thank you so much, Danny. It's been my honor. And I hope the next time you come back to Hawaii, you'll give me a call and we can get together for coffee or something.
So is it HawaiiFamilyForum.com or .org?
.org.
There you go. HawaiiFamilyForum.org. Inspiring words from Lena Ala Taruia Drummond, HawaiiFamilyForum.org. Dear friend, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, yeah, I believe this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Christ. Would you go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. We've got a special video presentation for you there. And if you'd like to stand with us with your prayers and financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Psalm 103:17, but the love of the Lord remains forever with those who fear Him. His salvation extends to the children's children. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Lena Ala Taruia Drummond, HawaiiFamilyForum.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, web designer, Arlen Nagata, and co-host, Suzanne Maurer. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.